Texte numéro 102. Youth Unemployment, The Angry Millions. In Britain, we use the term NEETs to describe the depressingly swelling ranks of our young who are not in education, employment or training. In Japan, they call them Freeters, an amalgamation of freelance and the German word for workers, Arbeiter. Between May to July this year, unemployment among under-24s officially stood at 973,000. But the growing belief among some economists is that over the past 3 months, the figures might have risen by as much as 90,000, taking them into seven figures for the first time since 1993. It heralds a return to two decades ago when the young were hit disproportionately hard and suffered for years afterwards. The effects of long-term unemployment are often long-lasting. Those who were out of work for more than a year during the 1980s were more likely to struggle during the current economic crisis and overall tended to earn less than those who got through the decade economically unscathed. The proportion of young people out of work is edging closer to 20%, prompting headlines this year warning that 1 in 5 under-24s are out of work. But the reality is more subtle. That's partly down to the way the Office of National Statistics publishes its statistics. The figures they release give youth unemployment as a percentage of the economically active, but excludes the inactive, those in education. If you include them, the actual unemployment figure is closer to 1 in 8, a number that is comparable to older age groups. The young are naturally resilient and have fewer dependents than older generations. So does temporary high unemployment even matter? Can they bounce back? To a degree. But one only needs to look south and east of the Mediterranean to see what the end result of endemic youth unemployment can be. The revolutions that have swept the region were largely led by Shabab, self-identified youth movements that were fed up with their lack of prospects and with unemployment, which for their age group rests at 24%, according to the International Labour Organization. Their anger was exacerbated by the corrupt and despotic rule of their leaders. But even in Spain and Greece, which have some of Europe's highest youth unemployment rates, protests regularly break out and violence is never far away. David Cameron has insisted the summer riots had nothing to do with poverty, but numerous statistical analyses of the rioters have shown deprivation and a lack of hope played a key role. According to one analysis, 41% of suspects lived in areas in the bottom 10% of England in terms of deprivation. Adapted from NPR, October 2011.